I'm Bay, and you're listening to Bay Baltimore, a weekly pop culture and society podcast usually recorded in downtown Baltimore. Today, I'm recording from South Carolina, and it's Thanksgiving. So I'm not going to bring a regular episode this week. I'll be back next week with a full episode, but I do want to give a little bit of a teaser. I watched I Am Vanessa Guillen, and then I also watched Master of Light about George Anthony Morton. Vanessa Guillen was the soldier who was assaulted and actually whose life was taken while serving at Fort Hood. And George Anthony Morton is a master painter out of Kansas City, my hometown, who has a very extraordinary story, to say the very least. He served, I think he did a decade in prison, or up to a decade in prison, and his mother had a hand in that. There's way more to the story than that for both of their stories. Both of them had me think of family, and I'm here in South Carolina with my husband visiting his side of the family. We just fellowshipping and all of that. But I just wanted to take this moment to do two things. To say that, boy, life is wild, right? And the lengths to which our family, or what I will say is both of the documentaries that I watched, family, deeply, and I think you know this, everybody knows this, but family impacts you deeply, regardless. The choices that you make, the view of the world that you have, certainly your own vision of who you are is shaped by our family. Good ways and bad ways, right? And in both of these scenarios, we have two individuals who have made an impact on their world at the hands of their family. Now, they're both different outcomes completely. But your family, either biological or chosen, hold on to them today. Hold on to them tightly. I recognize that going home for many people is traumatic, and it should not be. And so I pray you find peace today. And I pray that you can feel comfort by those you call family. And I also pray that one day your biological family, who's not really acting like your family, I pray they come to their senses and see the gem that you are and the light that you bring. And just wake up to that. We recently in the United States, two back-to-back mass shooting experiences that have claimed the lives of family members right before Thanksgiving. In both situations, people were minding their business and someone else decided their fate for them. That one's tough. Both of those are tough. And I think a lot of things. Just hold your family close, chosen or otherwise. Hold them close. Lift your own self up. You matter. Your light is important. Shining your light is important because you have no idea who you are positively impacting by letting your light shine. So never let anybody, even yourself, dim your light. And hold on to the people who hold on to you. And that's what it is. That's what it is in a nutshell. People in my life closest to me know that as I've grown, blood doesn't mean what it meant to me before. Undying devotion because we are related doesn't hit the same as it did when I was a child. It doesn't. I give way too much of myself for it to be the same. I don't do it to get things in return, but when I give, I literally give a piece of me. And for that not to be reciprocated, doesn't matter if you're blood or not. Mm-mm. Not to me. Not to me. Life is way too short to be holding on to ties that no longer serve you. And that's what it is. And that might be hard for some to take, but that's what it is, my dear. That is what it is. I thank God for the people who are not blood related, but who pour into me on a daily basis. Or it doesn't even have to be a daily basis. Every time I see you, you pouring into me, and I'm trying to give you your flowers while I can. I'm not always the best at it. I know that. But baby, there's a person that I hadn't seen in a minute. I brought her flowers. Physical representation of what I mean to do. No relationship is perfect. You know that. No relationship is perfect. But if you open your eyes and your heart and you're led by your divine light, you know what's worth working on and what isn't. And it's up to you to have the courage to recognize that and to step forward in spite of what everybody else is saying. Shut out the noise. Life is too short. I pray you have a great day. I pray you do. Enjoy your food, whatever you're eating, eat it and enjoy it. Talk your stuff. Run people off the table at that card game. Okay, I won't be playing with y'all because y'all too cutthroat for me. And plus, I'm a sore loser. And mess with them children. Like, literally, give them a dollar, give them money, and then big them up and let them be great. Let them, give them the chance to grow into the wonderful young human beings that you strive to be yourself. Encourage them. Be the light you wanted somebody else was to you, or you wanted somebody else to be to you. Do that for them. And give the people in your lives who are older than you, who poured into you, who you know got your back. I'm talking about been having your back since been having your back. Even if their mobility issues or they can't do things that they used to be able to do, you know for a fact they been had you. And will have you until their last breath. Give them their flowers right now. Because tomorrow ain't promised. The next breath ain't promised. I know somebody who's mourning a great light in their life right now. They left us a couple of days ago. It is what it is. So celebrate. You don't know. You don't know when. So because we don't know when, let's just give it while we got it. Give it while we got it and learn to receive compliments. Learn to receive them and help them make you better. Because somebody's taking the time to say, you know what? You mean something to me. You did something that has encouraged me to do something. Honor that. And then go on and pay it forward. And then continue to be your best you. Anyway, so next week, I'm doing all of this as I'm laid up in the bed. You hear me? Laid up, enjoying myself. Anyhow, South Carolina is wet and cold right now, and I'm frustrated. When I tell you bone chilling cold, that's what it feels like. And I'm in the middle of, anyway, it's cold for me, all right? Wet cold. Anyway, I'm finna enjoy. Ooh, Thanksgiving dinner is around 2. I'm celebrating the indigenous people in my life and those who are in my periphery. I honor your traditions. I honor your, oh my goodness. I honor the fact that y'all are keeping your culture alive for all to enjoy, not to impersonate, but to respect and support. And I just, man, TikTok gives me life. That is the way that I can connect to so many different indigenous American tribes, of communities. I just be learning so much all the doggone time. Y'all just, and unintentionally, not that y'all are on here to teach me or anybody else who's outside of the community, but like, I just be learning all the time. Anyway, enjoy your day. Love on yourself. Love on each other. And next week, I'm talking about, I think I'm going to do both. The Master of Light, which is an HBO doc. And I am Vanessa Guillen, which is the Netflix doc. I don't know. It depends on how much. It's a lot of information to cover in both. Both of them strike me for different reasons. The Christina Guillen or Vanessa Guillen one is because I got too many military service connected women, active duty, retired and retired military connected women in my life, like military servant women in my life directly, to pass up on that. And I'll be worrying them to death, and I don't care. I really don't care. If you in my family, if you in my life, and I've like latched onto you, I'm gonna worry you to death, and that's okay. That just is what it is. That's the kind of loving I do. I just be checking up on you, worrying you to death, just just worrisome. And it's the AAV. Well, whatever. If you black, you know what I mean. I'm worrisome, and I know that about myself, and I embrace it. But I'm too many women, too many military serving, active duty or retired women in my life to not take a listen to that. And then also, the Master of Light one touched my soul because Kansas City. And not only that, but like, you know that I'm an amateur, genealogist. And I love documentaries, and I love stories, and I love learning about our history, in personal history, cultural history. I would have been a sociologist at one point, but like, again, I think I've shared this before, but I'm always in the pursuit of new and growth. I like to grow things. I don't really love maintaining. I love to grow and explore new things, which is probably a toxic trait of mine, really. And the Master of Light, first off, I love fine art. I love to paint. I'm not good at it, but I love to paint anyhow. And there's something about this story. Baby, there's a little bit of everything in his story. What is it? George Anthony, what's his name? George Anthony Morton. So much in his story. And the Nelson Atkins Theater, Museum. I've been to it like once or twice, but I've grown up knowing that the Nelson Atkins was that place in the Midwest for you to go, like in Kansas City area. That was a place you wanted your thing to be in, your stuff to be in. And so the Nelson Atkins has a piece of my heart. And anyway, so I want to talk about it. So the doc is heartbreaking, and I got a lot to say about both of those docs, for different reasons. So anyway, next week I might talk about both of them. I might talk about one, and then I'll talk about the other one in the next episode. Anyway, I'll it depends. But anyway, enjoy this day if you're celebrating this long weekend. Take care of yourself, and until next time.